Hey baby.
Hey, baby.
How are you doing today?
Man, I feel like I'm on shrooms today. And I say that because, like, the colors are much brighter today. Like, the green around us is greener. The flowers are redder and pinker. I just feel like, you know how when you get ready to post a picture and you mess with the contrast, the saturation, there's this
The
one where,
saturation or the vibrancy is turned all the way up.
yeah, you know that one where you get cl it gets really clear. I don't know what the setting
Clarity,
is. Yeah,
sharpness.
the sharpness. I feel like everything I'm looking at is very, very sharp. But I feel like I can feel myself vibrating. I feel like I'm full of love. I'm full of gratitude. And yeah, I think it's from yesterday, but we'll get into that later. Go ahead. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. Like it's been a really great day. The past few days have been really, it's felt really good to be in sync and feeling like in harmony with you. I will be honest, and today I do feel like I have a little headache, but I think it's like I'm dehydrated, so I'm gonna be drinking a lot.
And I was just sick this past week, and I really hope I didn't pass that along to you.
I don't think I'm sick. I don't feel like any like waves of sickness.
That's what you gotta keep saying. Yep.
Okay.
You're not sick. You're healthy as an ox.
We're currently sipping on pineapple. I boiled up some pineapple skin, ginger, and put a little bit of lemon in it. And this has kind of been our go-to juice and drink.
Yeah, whether it's we can drink it hot or we can drink it cold, it is so good.
So good.
It's hydrating. And you also put the core of the pineapple inside and boiled it for a while, so
Trying to
it's
get all
packed.
those bromines, vitamin C, like, we're doing a lot to be on top of our own immune system. I was like, I haven't seen you sick. Like, I haven't been in the presence of you while you were sick. And I think this past time you were sick was the first time like I mended you. I'm not going to say I mended you back to health.
You sure didn't.
I
You ain't do shit.
cook for you. I
No,
make
I'm not saying you didn't do shit, but I'm just saying, like, you couldn't help me in my sickness. I was just feeling bad. And when I was feeling bad, you was just like, "You okay, baby?"
But you got over it in like record time, like 3 days. You went through the whole sick cycle, I feel like.
You know, and I feel like today I have not felt my fever break. I haven't felt the fever come along. I haven't felt that pressure. So we good. We good. It's
That's good.
350 right now, and I have not felt that sickness.
Yeah, I really think that that's come down to just how we've really started like learn to care and to treat our bodies, and I think that
Has a lot to do with how I deal with stress as well. I don't hold a lot of stress in my body. I don't hold a lot of stress in my mental state. I am learning to just like let things flow and let things go.
You actually have the time and the space to
Yes.
rest.
And I don't have any outside stressors, you know. If I was back in the States, there would be a lot more things that would stress me out. And right now, I was sick and I was able to just deal with my sickness however I needed to. If I needed to take a nap, I could take a nap. You know, I didn't pop a whole lot of pills either. I just chilled. We're challenging ourselves to do what we never done before, which is put out 15 episodes in 15 days. And we're gonna meet ourselves along the way as well. We're not going to push ourselves recklessly and force things ha to happen. But if we can, we will. And I was sick, but we continued. You got yourself a headache. We're gonna continue.
Yeah, I think it's one thing to, honor, it is one thing to honor yourself and to meet yourself where you are at each day, but there's also a component of like staying committed to a promise and a goal that you've made as well. And I think that in this season, in this space that we are in, we're just challenging ourselves, period.
Yeah, let's see if we can do it. I've never done this before. I
Yes.
know when you do YouTube, especially when you were in Korea, and you said that you did something during December. What was
Yeah,
it? Like 12 days of Christmas or something?
12 days of Vlogmas.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I did I would do a vlog or some kind of video every day for 12 days. And it basically is like a second job, especially when you're working full time. And then I would come home and I would film, I would edit, and I would post. During that period, I pushed myself to do video topics that were kind of uncomfortable and that I was a little worried about doing, like reasons I didn't like Korea versus reasons I did like Korea, or, you know, being fat in Korea.
Ooh, yeah.
And those are the videos that, little did I know, people are actually wanting to know and are searching for. And so by pushing myself to not only put consistent content out there, but also to do content that was a little bit outside of my comfort zone, it put my videos in front of more eyes. And I saw a huge spike in my subscribers. And I think I went from like 9,000 subscribers to like 20,000 subscribers.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess YouTube pushed it out. They're like, oh, you're putting out more videos? Let's go ahead and push this information out.
Yeah. And then even from there, those videos are still relevant today, are still being pumped today, to the point where I haven't posted a video. Like, I do post on YouTube, but I haven't been consistent how I used to be.
Because your focus is not really on that, your YouTube channel.
Right.
Your passion has kind of shifted.
Right. And so even though I do have, 64,500 followers on...
Slight flex.
on YouTube. I'm not really doing much. It's almost like a dead channel, I would say, but those videos are still relevant for people who are interested in going and, you know.
What's your YouTube channel? Where can people find you?
It's Fabulous Nat. It used to be Traveling Nat, but I changed it recently to Fabulous Nat because I feel like it encompasses all of who I am. I'm not just a traveler.
Okay. Although you're still traveling.
Yes, it's part of who I am.
Yeah, yeah. But
I travel fabulously, and so... I am fabulous.
All right, Fabulous Nat, and that's on YouTube, and that's on TikTok, and that's on Instagram, if you just want to check out Fabulous Nat.
Thank you for shouting me out, baby.
No, no worries, no worries. So where has your focus been these days?
Yeah. So, you know, I recognize that I go through these cycles where I'll be really focused in on our relationship and what we're doing, because that is really the primary focus and what I'm putting a lot of effort into.
Yep.
And I have a lot of passion and love for. And so it's not just our relationship, but sharing bits and parts of our relationship, like on this platform, is my passion. I love what we do. I love who we help. I love the platform that we are able to create just by us being who we are and showing up however we are in our own authenticity and our own pain and our own healing, and how that inspires other people.
You know what I love about our platform and what we do? Mm-hmm. I love putting in the reps. I'm not so connected to who's watching these days. Mm-hmm. Although that's in the back of my mind, is like, you know, oh yeah, we haven't talked about this. Let's go ahead and talk about this. But I now understand that it's more important to put the reps in, to make sure your systems are in place, allowing yourself to grow, have fun, relax a little bit, stretch a little bit. We're cleaning up our YouTube channel because now our focus is back on YouTube. I went to our older videos, which was 2 years ago. And by the way, it's been 2.5 years since we've been on YouTube now. So.
Since we really started anything on social media.
Yeah. So, yeah, shout out to that. I saw the old video of how we met and what our coming out story was and things like that.
You could go back and see how young and excited we were.
We look so different. We act so different. I love it. I was just like, oh my gosh, look at baby us. Like, look at how much we've grown. That's the part that I'm excited about. Yeah. That's the part that I love seeing. And I'm so glad that we've journaled and recorded so much of our journey, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on podcasts, whether it's on her and her girlfriend. Mm-hmm. We've been evolving the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's the part that's near and dear to me.
For those that are in relationships, go back and reflect on how far you've come. We do that quite often. We look at pictures, we reminisce on things that we have overcome, that we have expanded through, the hardest things that we've grown through. And to be in a position where we are right now, which is we could talk about what, you know, we celebrated yesterday. It is so important for you to be able to see the growth and the positive that your relationship pulls out of you, pulls out of each other, and what you guys can co-create together. So yesterday we celebrated ourselves and we went out to this place called, I don't have to say it because we're not getting paid.
We went out to a beautiful place here in Medellin, Colombia. It was highly recommended. I knew nothing about it. Mm-hmm. You actually got it from the Medellin group here.
Yeah, expats in Medellin group.
Yeah.
They're really active. If you're ever traveling, look for expats in blank wherever you're going. Expats in Spain, expats in South Korea, expats whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's how we found this place that we went to yesterday.
When we were going through the period of disconnection, I came to you and I said, you know what? I think that we should celebrate coming out of this period of disconnect. Mm-hmm. And I was so adamant about it because that period was so, so difficult and so hard. We had to push through that. Mm-hmm. Really, really, really push through that. And so I was like, you know what? There's got to be a celebration for this time period because we really kicked it out of the park. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know what? We're going to get fancy. We're going to dress up as much as we can, because when you're a traveler,
you don't got much clothes.
You don't travel heavy, right? So you got your little pieces that you want to dress up with. But anyway, we looked nice and we felt nice and the whole evening was magical.
Yeah.
It was a whole experience. This place was a bowling / restaurant / club / whatever you want it to be. But it was an Instagrammable experience. They had fire. They had
a
strobe
DJ.
Lights.
It was two
bowling alleys. They had a rooftop.
Yeah. It was really great. The food was amazing.
Oh my gosh.
The drinks, we had mocktails, they were bomb. Like
I had so we grabbed we got ourselves together, we dressed up, we grabbed us a Uber.
A comfort Uber, like the fancy nice Uber, not them little cheap ones. I was like, if we gonna go out, we gonna go in style.
We were intentional with every part of this date night. We knew that we were walkers. We'll walk everywhere, meaning like we'll walk down the hill to get to the Uber, just, you know, the main street. So we were like, nah, we're not walking. We're not going to be sweaty. We're not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. We're going to be picked up from our Airbnb, which is up the hill. And we're going to be taken 25 minutes away to this, on top of the mountain was this beautiful venue. When you walk up the stairs, they like, oh, you have a reservation? Baby say, yep, we have one. We made one at 6:00. Mm-hmm. So we were walked in, beautiful velvet chairs, beautiful dim lighting. We actually got there early before it gets really, really popping at 8 p.m. So we had time to actually sit, enjoy looking at the menu. You don't have to pay to get in. The meals were reasonably priced. For dinner, it was about $67 mm-hmm. USD. And for bowling, it was, for two people for an hour, it was $40 USD. And bowling was an experience. It was a really good experience.
I think, you know, when celebrating coming out of this period of disconnect, it's so important to not just celebrate anyway. We didn't just choose a restaurant because, you know, we just go out to eat, but we really do enjoy the intimacy of eating together and experiencing something new together. We do enjoy bowling and competition together. And so when both of us came across, like we had a few restaurants that I found to choose from, and both of us felt like this innate excitement for this place, and so that's why we chose it. And I think that's important. Like it was a joint decision. It was something that we were really excited to do together, and it just helps to continue bridging and connecting us deeper. Like you said, you're vibrating high. That whole night, I don't think I stopped smiling. My cheeks were hurting.
It was just us. I only paid attention to us, like from dinner to bowling to I was on a high. And I was remembering what it was like to go through such a difficult time of disconnection, but also to come through that time of disconnection. And it was a great reminder that we can go through it or come through it every time.
Yeah.
Every time we feel like this, we have the capability to get through it. It is possible. We can learn. We learned a lot of lessons through that, which we talked in our first episode. But this was super important for us, and we're going to continue doing that.
Yeah.
Every time we have a period of disconnection, which it is inevitable.
Right.
You are going to elevate throughout your relationship each time. Right. Don't wait till your 1 year anniversary to go and celebrate like this.
Right.
How about you celebrate after a huge argument that you thought was going to destroy your relationship?
Right. And you've utilized or you learned the tools and you're better able to meet each other and elevate. That is literally the celebration of the reconnection, is because every time we get through this uncomfortable period between us where both of us are in our minds saying like, is this it? Is this the end?
Right. This is so uncomfortable. This is painful. Oh my gosh, I want to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every single time we get in that space, it's important to remember that it's just a reminder that we need to, one, sit with ourselves, because there's something within us that's like not being fulfilled.
There's something within us that we need to pay attention to that we are neglecting.
There we go. That's a better way to phrase it. When we're able to understand that and we get to a place where we can be vulnerable and open and be able to regulate our own nervous systems to reconnect on that level, every single time we've learned something new. Every single time we add a new skill into our tool belt. Every single time we're like, you know what? That thing wasn't working before. This is how we now need to shift. And just because things that used to work no longer work, it's just the ever evolving cycle and growth of your relationship and of yourself. When you get from one place of disconnection to repair to now being able to celebrate that,
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What did you learn this time?
In this period of disconnect, I learned how to sit with my anxiety. I was able to listen and see my anxious attachment in real time, recognizing that feeling more and more, and getting and allowing myself to be okay with what is what that feeling is, allows me to piece together like, hey, there's something within me that I feel like I'm missing. How can I give that to myself?
So you learn how to stop reaching outward when you're trying to fulfill something within you, and you learn how to look inward.
Yeah, but the first level of that is being able to even recognize the feeling that's underlying behind the want to reach out.
I learned throughout the process that just because we are in a state of disagreement and disconnection, don't sleep on that there is a learning opportunity within this disconnection. I thought that I was in charge of bringing to our attention what we can learn and what we had to push past. But like in the period of disconnection, the not talking, the awkwardness, the questioning whether or not the relationship is going to continue, there is beauty within that, and leave room for you to find that beauty. I'm not going to catch everything. Natalie's not going to catch everything. There is a beauty in the disconnection and allow itself to reveal itself. I'm glad we had the chance to celebrate, and we're going to celebrate again. Like, I'm looking forward to this. Even if we have another period of disconnection, I'm like, oh my gosh, but we're going to celebrate once we get out of it.
We're going to,
because that would keep my mind off of, is this it? Is this relationship going to end? And now I'm like, nope. I remember we had dinner and we went bowling and we had fun and we had a whole experience. So this time I'm looking forward to that.
And I'm going to post about it on our Instagram and on our channel. Our Instagram is a journal and a diary for us, because even when we go back to our page, it's a positive, it makes us feel good.
I know, but you said I'm going to post. And so yeah. I was trying to figure out like, What do you mean you're going to post about it?
I'm going to make a post that you can always go back to, not just the stories, which is 24 hours. I'm going to post about it. So if you guys want to see inside of our experience of celebrating our reconnection looks like, there'll be a little video, a reel on that. And yeah, it's going to be also for you and us whenever we want to go, whenever we're in this space again and we want to feel good or see the light in our relationship, we could always reflect and go back.
Help you guys get to celebrate after you get out of your period of disconnection.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to the Divine Reconnection Podcast. My name is Lauren.
And I'm Madeline.
And we hope you enjoyed this episode.
See you next episode.